Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, and today we're taking a look at the minor prophets of the Old Testament and asking God to speak to us through His Word. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome to day 32 of the Minor Prophets. We continue our study in Nahum, and today's devotion is titled, "The Lord Will Defeat the Lion." 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 6 reads, "O Lord, God of our fathers, are you not God in heaven? You rule over all the kingdoms of the nations. In your hand are power and might, so that none is able to withstand you." Our text today is from Nahum chapter 2, verses 10 through 13. "Desolate, desolation and ruin. Hearts melt and knees tremble. Anguish is in all loins. All faces grow pale. Where is the lion's den, the feeding place of the young lions, where the lion and lioness went, where his cubs were, with none to disturb? The lion tore enough for his cubs and strangled prey for his lionesses. He filled his caves with prey and his dens with torn flesh. Behold, I am against you, declares the Lord of hosts, and I will burn your chariots in smoke, and the sword shall devour your young lions. I will cut off your prey from the earth, and the voice of your messengers shall no longer be heard." Today's scripture continues with a series of snapshots of the fall of Nineveh. Remember, these events would occur a few years after this prophecy was written. Nahum chapter 2, verse 10 is a well-crafted scripture that would strike terror into the Ninevites. Walter Kaiser and Lloyd Ogilvy describe verse 10 as follows: "With illiterate words in Hebrew and expressions that could only be interpreted as reflecting sheer dread and terror, God's judgment set in on the people." Those Hebrew words are translated desolate, desolation, and ruin. Tim Shenton's commentary gives the following translation and insight: "She is pillaged, plundered, stripped." The two words translated, pillaged and plundered, occur nowhere else in the Old Testament. The word stripped is found only here in Isaiah chapter 24, verse 1. The rhyme and alliteration of these three verbs is striking, as each word in the Hebrew adds an extra syllable. They might be imitated in English by the words sack, sacking, and ransacking, or perhaps desert, desolation, and devastation. Perhaps they convey the pounding rhythm of devastation accomplished by the invasion. What is clear is that each word is progressive in meaning and describes with increasing vividness the growing desolation of Nineveh. The NIV gives us a more precise look at four final expressions found in verse 10 that describe the seriousness of the situation. Hearts melt, knees give way, bodies tremble, every face grows pale. As wax melts before a flame, the hearts of the Ninevites will melt before the fire of the Lord. They will be under such extreme stress and fear that their knees will knock together and give way. Their suffering will be so intense that they will tremble. Rather than arrogance and pride written all over their faces, they will soon have the pale look of death. To fully understand the following scripture, verses 11 and 12, it is important to know that the national symbol for Assyria is a lion. Nahum's prophecy plays off of this symbol in describing the defeat of the capital city of Nineveh. Nahum turned Nineveh's proud symbol of a lion into imagery invoking its defeat. A lion is known for protecting its den. Nahum mocks Nineveh's power and protection by asking, "Where is the lion's den?" That's verse 11. Predators would fill the lion's den, Nineveh, and would leave it filled with torn flesh. That's from verse 12, which would represent the slain bodies of the Ninevites. Verse 13 begins with one of the most frightening statements one could ever hear from the Lord. Behold, I am against you. Kaiser and Ogilvy add the following explanation and conclusion. As he announces his direct involvement in what was happening, God was the one who was ultimately responsible for what was happening, not the military prowess of the Medes or Babylonians. Three times, the first-person pronoun is used in verse 13 to stress the Lord's personal involvement. Those nations and individuals that choose to rule by fear and intimidation rather than in the fear of the Lord will have to experience His righteous indignation. Some questions to consider. How is Nahum chapter 2, verse 10, an example of the powerful and precise way that God gave Scripture? What message would Nahum's use of a lion mean personally to the Ninevites? How would this sarcasm toward their national symbol reveal their sinful pride and coming destruction? And finally, how does Romans chapter 8, verse 31 relate to today's Scripture? I'll be reading from the ESV. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? Thank you for joining us. Have a great day.